I don't have to do this, you know. I don't have to kneel here, wearing nothing but that collar and leash that you gave me, and a smile. Looking up at you with that knowing, playful glint in my eye, the same sort that I see in your own. I do love your eyes, and the rest of you, from what I can see. God, you are amazing. I know I don't need to offer myself like this for either of us to be satisfied. I know we go back and forth, submitting, dominating, cuddling, playing our little games, taking turns, as it were. I know I'm taller and stronger than you. I could easily turn the tables of our little game if I wanted to, but I don't. Because I love you, and I trust you. And to be honest, I want this too. So tonight, I'm all yours. That's right, sweetheart. Tonight is all about you. You give so much at your job to your friends and to me. That's why tonight I want you to take it from me. Be it from my mouth, my warm lips and hot tongue, or my strong arms offering support and a secure embrace, leading down my hands and their nimble fingers. Or my pussy with its heat and wetness, yearning for your touch. Or maybe all of the above. After all, they're all yours tonight. You own me. But you already know all of this, don't you? I see you coming over with that pretty smile that lights up your eyes, so mischievous and seductive. What's that in your hand? Oh, a blindfold. Something else to my already limited attire. You slip it over my eyes and secure it as the world goes dark to me. You kiss me so passionately and then shivers down my spine. As you caress my jaw, I can't help but grin ear to ear with excitement. This moment between us is only broken by the gentle tug of my collar. Gently, and I know we're heading toward the bedroom nearby. On hands and knees, I obediently follow along, thanking God we splurged on the plush carpeting. We come to a stop and I hear you sit on the edge of the bed. I know what comes next. That little tug on the leash is all I need. I lunge forward, searching blindly for your leg, until I bump into your thigh, kissing my way along, my hands running along your smooth, soft skin. Up your inner thighs, relishing the feeling as touch and sound, taste my world now. I can tell by your gasps and soft groans that I'm getting close. My mouth draws close to your most private place. That and how hot your skin is getting under my touch. And my lips. I can smell your desire. That liquid heat that betrays your lust drives my hunger, makes me so wet and causes my mouth to salivate at the thought of dirtying you. Oh, yes, sir. Put your legs over my broad shoulders. Tug that leash a bit to direct me in my place. Take my head in your hand with my hot breath. Sweep mere inches from your throbbing cock. Oh, I don't need my sight to know how close I am to your cock. My hands are resting on your hips. God, I want to taste it so bad. May I? Sir, may I suck your cock? I ask with heavy breath, so eager. I want to devour you. But I want to be your good girl tonight. And how could I be one without my manners? Oh, but you want to play with me? All right, sugar. I'll play along. I'll be a good girl for you. I'll beg. Please. Please, may I suck your cock, sir? Please, I want to taste you so badly, sir. I need it. Please, I need it. I need your cock, please, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Yes, I love your cock. Tastes so good. I feel your hand on my head. One holding onto my hair gently. The other stroking approvingly as I begin. Running my tongue up and down your shaft so slowly. Licking the head of your cock. Making circles on the tip of your cock. It tastes so divine. With you hard like this. And the moans I hear. I can tell. You won't last long, sir. I've got to get back to work. I can feel your cock throbbing and twitching. Oh, you're grabbing my hair firmly. Pushing, almost subconsciously for me to stay there on your dick. I feel you throbbing as you use me and the bed to support you. Rub against me, needful to the attention of my tongue and my mouth, my lips and my breath. Don't worry, sweetheart, I've got you. I can tell by your groans and moans. How hot you are against me. You're gonna come any moment now. Come on, baby. Don't hold back on me. Please, I want it as badly as you need it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I swallowed it all for you, so. See? I'm a good girl. Thank you, sir. Thank you for feeding me your cock. I say, just gently stroke my hair while I smile and lovingly lick your cock clean, savouring you as would any delicious meal. I'd have a second baby, but I can tell you I've already had other plans. I feel you slowly taking me on top of you, spreading my pussy lips as you slip your cock inside me, sliding into me. Oh, I ain't no command, but feel my collar being pulled slightly, hearing the chain wind about. And I crawl up onto you, pushing on your body. Oh. The way in. Keep fucking like that. Oh, keep fucking like that, baby. Yeah. Keep fucking me. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm only broken away by your tug once more on the leash, which I follow up to your collarbone, kissing my way along to it. You can feel that I'm so ready for, I'm ready to come. I'm ready to come. God, I just want to burn myself into you right now. But I have to remind myself. Oh, this is all about you tonight. You're in control. I'll just have to wait and obey. And be your good girl. And with that, I feel your hand seizes. It's groping of my ass, leaving with it a sharp, playful spank. As both your delicious hands move up to my blindfold, and as I kiss upon you, your jaw and your lips. Please, can I come? Can I come down? Can I come, sir? Please, can I come? Thank you. Thank you, sir. As my sight is returned to me, I look at you and those beautiful eyes, your face beaming with delight and that playful grin. Any other service you need from me, sir?